Visitors in Praying for food for the Holy Ghost, and instead of having an attitude with people we're talking to that we're not having all our church together, we have a choir, they don't sing right now. Let's just forget all that. Let's just get our mindset readjusted, that we realize that God has blessed us and He wants to continue to bless us, and we need to go for it. I mean, some of the best revivals that I preached, we evangelized years ago, smaller churches. And they were hungry for God. And they were growing, and there was a move of God that was taking place. Some of the bigger churches were just, they've heard all the names. They had everybody come through. But some of the smaller ones, they were hungry for God. I remember preaching one time for Brother Papa, pastor in Redlands, years and years ago, after the church first got started out there. And he called me one day and said, Brother Clark, and he said, look, we really would like to have you preach for us. I'd already preached for him. But he said, I just want to be honest with you. We don't have any money. Said, Brother Hopper, you know what? Let's do this. I'll come, and it was going to be for Sunday morning. And I said, don't even worry about the money. Here's the only thing off. Would you just receive him? Just give the people. It's okay. He said, we'll do it. So we went. You know what? It was a bigger offering that came in than if he would have had it to give. He said, Brother Clark, I am thrilled. I'm able to give this to you, and not only was the offering given, but he had two great a mighty move of God. I'm just telling you this kind of gets you stirred and kind of enthused and thinking in the face around. Let's get back to believing God. Let's get our mindset out of all that happened. You know, this is a big deal this year. And right now we're dealing with the election that's dragging out, all of that. You know what? I got up this morning and I thought, I don't even know who this God cares about the election. You know what? He's in control. He's in charge. When I say he doesn't care, he's got a plan. But you know what? We don't need to get all wrapped up in all of this to where I heard someone telling me how uptight they were, nervous they were, and just concerned about all kinds of unrest that's taking place. I get it. I get it. I get it. But hey, let's lift up our head. You know how when someone's discouraged, kind of put your hand under their chin and lift their head up? That's what the Bible talks about. We need to lift up our head and realize that our redemption is drawing near. And let's not give in to discouragement, depression, that God can't do it. But let's get ready for a great service this week. Let's get ready for a great move of God to take place. Praise God, praise God. And so, brethren, I want you to help me. I would like you to get under this burden of prayer with me tonight. And let's get into prayer. And let's get into clearly asking God, show us, Lord, what to do. Help us, Lord, to get into this. And let's begin to change our thinking, and let's begin to get it out there in this way. Thank you for what you're doing for us. You're going to give us a move of God. But let's ask you. Let's say, God, we want to move God in this. We want to see a mighty, mighty move of God that's going to take place. Praise God, praise God. Let's not be stunned. Let's not be just standing around waiting for something to happen. Let's not say there's nothing that we can do about this. Yes, there is. We can pray. We can touch God. And we can get a hold of Him. If I can get two or three of you to buy into this tonight and agree with me and join together, we can walk again into the service on Sunday and have a dynamic faith that is simply going to believe God. Somebody's going to worship. Somebody's going to run the aisle. Somebody's going to get a new touch from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we need it. Our families need it. We need it. Our wives, our kids, our relatives, everybody needs a move of God. Let's lift our hands and let's thank you and praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. Lord God, I love you. Oh God, I love you. Lord God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Let's thank you for doing it, brother. Let's thank you for doing it. Let's praise you. Thank you, God. Praise God. I appreciate you being here tonight, and we'll be getting in touch with you about service on Sunday and fellowship. Be careful. I know we've got all this and we're working. But let's go out of here tonight with faith. Hey, we're back to believe in God and see good things happen. Anybody have any kind of urgent prayer request on your heart about anything? Praise God. Well, let's thank God that I'm hearing most of the folks in the church are doing okay. Now, there's still some that are, you know, dealing with this sickness. I think the majority has they've been through it and behind them, but for those that you hear that may, for whatever, let's continue to pray. All right, God bless you. I'm going to slip over in a minute and talk to the lady before they leave.